It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Mo. The Chinese government says it's worried that its online security isn't strong enough to protect against hacks coming from the U.S. This after several American organizations have complained about hacks originating in China. Meanwhile, the Obama administration says any cyber attack that causes damage similar to a physical attack will be seen as an act of war. When it comes to internet security, tensions between the U.S. and China are on the rise. Adam Siegel is with the Council on Foreign Relations. I asked him about China's concerns.
Well, the Chinese from the very beginning have always said that they are a victim, that many of the hacking attacks come from U.S. computers, and that it's the United States that first set up Cyber Command and is the one that wants to militarize cyberspace. So it's not surprising the Chinese are actually being kind of defensive on this and saying that we're victims too.
Is there anything to what they're saying?
I think there is. I think it's very likely that the U.S. Has penetrated many networks in China, both for espionage reasons and probably to prepare for a conflict if there is one. So I suspect that they do have some reasons for saying it.
If I hack into your computer, it's illegal. But when the hack comes from another part of the world or possibly another government, what laws apply? David Fidler is a law professor at Indiana University. He's with the Center for Applied Cybersecurity Research there.
People talk about cyber attacks and cyber war, but actually they just look like old-fashioned espionage and spying using new types of technology. So from an international legal point of view, espionage is not really regulated. The internet and these new cyber technologies allow espionage on a scale and an intensity that we have never seen before in the world of espionage.
Why does it seem to be blowing up so much right now?
Well, again, I think it goes to this new level of intensity. I mean, you have the U.S. government talking about, you know, millions of attempts to infiltrate government computers every single day. And it's not just the U.S. Other countries have to face this as well. So I think countries, they're in this bind, right? Espionage has not really been regulated, but the costs of cyber espionage are becoming so significant that countries are starting to scratch their heads and say, we need to do something about this. But they don't have any rules really to use as a precedent for that.
If you're above a certain age, this might remind you of the U.S.-Soviet Cold War. But Adam Siegel says there are key differences.
In almost all these attacks, we think they come from China, but we're not always 100% certain. And even when we can trace them back to a computer in China, we don't know who's operating that computer. Is it a criminal? Is it a non-state actor with ties to the Chinese government? Is it the Chinese government itself or the Chinese military? So unlike during the Cold War, where if we saw a nuclear missile coming towards the United States, we knew where it was from, right? It was easy to follow the trajectory. With cyber attacks, we just don't really know.
Time once again to improve your tech vocabulary.
Spy flies.
As in military aircraft, the size of winged insects, they're on the way. According to a New York Times report, by 2030, the Pentagon envisions spy flies equipped with sensors and tiny cameras being used to look for people or weapons. There's a prototype already made of a hummingbird-like spy drone that can perch on a windowsill. Write this down so you can tell future generations. Back in my day, you could just look at a bird or a bug and not wonder if it was a robot spying on you. By cracky. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Mo.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them on newsstands, Android smartphones, and at The Economist online.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.